Okay, welcome to So Over Podcast, a podcast for fans, talking fans about everything pro wrestling, especially WWE. We have Macho Martin today. We got Lorenzo Ramon.
Chico.
And we've got Pump the Beef.
Pump the beef.
Okay, guys, let's take it away now. Let's start with, does John Cena suck?
Yes.
He's on Raw.
Yes, he does.
Like the whole bit of him coming out when he turned heel, obviously exciting. John Cena is going to be a heel, hasn't been a heel for like 25 plus years, whatever. I didn't think they were going to go the route of like, I'm in an abusive relationship with a little kid in the first row. So that was a bit weird.
He did whine a bit, didn't he?
You know what's so funny, right? This promo he cut is actually what I wanted in 2012. When I guess The Rock beat him at WrestleMania, and that's when he was getting the booed the most I've ever seen. So I actually did like the promo overall. I like the crowd's reaction to him as well. Only in Europe, I would say, and Canada maybe. But yeah, it's just I just the only issue is I just wish it was earlier, sooner, honestly. But yeah, I thought it was a decent promo. But like when he said that, yeah, he pointed directly to one child, didn't he? Before he said,
Yeah,
"I'm in
he
an
was
abusive
like,
relationship."
even I think he even said the words, "I'm in an abusive relationship." This kid in the front row, you know. I just thought that's a dark turn
Yeah.
for John Cena. But I just thought like the whole thing I thought was like I thought they were going to go with, hey, I'm just doing what's good for business. I'm sorry you don't like it, but I'm just doing what's good for business. That's what I thought they were going to go with, but instead it was just like, I've heard you all for 25 years. Oh, you can't see me. You can't see me, can you? It's a sick joke. Does he think he's been walking around invisible the whole time? He thinks he's been walking around like, oh my God, they can't see me. They can't see me. And he's just found out, oh, they were joking. Oh my God, they could see me.
Imagine he gets like, we can't see you chants like moving forward.
Oh, who's going to start that? You're going to come down to the London show and start it
You know what? I might
before
just sneak
WrestleMania.
in. I might just sneak in and just start yelling at the top of my lungs.
Oh goodness. I thought it was I thought it was pretty annoying, to be honest. Like, it was going on for a long time, that whole promo. I was actually really happy when Cody came down. And it was a bit like pantomime, you know. It was just sort of he I feel like it's so hard for John to be a bad guy. Like, he just still comes across as a nice guy that's trying to act bad. It's just like, I don't know. It's just I think it's a lot harder than some people. Like we were saying with Kevin Owens, he's pretty good at being a heel, like just turning from like baby face to heel. Whereas I feel like John, it's probably something that he has to do. Like after before he leaves, he's like, oh, I've not done the heel thing enough. You know, I need to do that. Like, I need to do it really badly. Like you know, he wants to leave on that note, but.
I heard he stepped up because they were originally going to make Cody a heel, but then he said no. So it was like, well, we need one. So yeah, John's going to have to be you. And he's like, flushing 25 years of merchandise sales down the drain. Oh, all right, I'll do it. He looked resentful. I thought I actually did think he looked resentful in the ring. I did think it was weird though that it was like you got John out. He talked at first name basis, me and John. I actually call him Jay. Anyway, me and JC. JC came out of the ring, started talking, said his piece. Then Cody came out, said his piece, but the two never really like battled.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think it was partly, I mean, cause I don't know what you guys think of Cody on the mic. I personally don't think he's that great.
Do you not?
I don't think he is, no. I mean, I don't think he is, nah.
I mean, I've seen worse, I'll say. I mean, there's Jey Uso, so there you go. But
I feel like John is worse than Cody. Like, that was terrible. Like,
no way. I think
I disagree.
I think if JC had been let off his chain, he'd have eaten Cody alive, and that's probably why they didn't do it.
I mean, I like to see him let off his chain, but I'm yet to see that. All I saw was just a very
And
embarrassing promo, like pantomime. I was just like, oh my goodness, like this is not believable. Like I can't even, like this is just sort of, it's just like every other thing. It's sort of like, the Bianca sort of acting thing. I'm not saying it's bad. It's just, it still feels like somebody acting.
I play devil's advocate, so maybe we just have to, because it's so unreal that he's a heel, really and truly. It doesn't even look right. So I agree with you. The promo was, I enjoyed it, but it was so weird just trying to hear him be like a villain. However, I guess all things do take time. I remember when Dominic first turned heel, I said, "What is this? This is a joke. It's got to be some kind of joke." And now he's probably the best heel on Raw or on WWE.
Yeah, but Dominic's got time. Whereas, what does John Cena have? He said his time is up. We don't have time to like get John Cena maturing as a heel, and it's just, yeah, it's hard to believe. Like I was really happy that that Cody came to put us out of our misery, because it was like the promo was going on for so long. I was like, he was like making up stuff on the spot, like why you should hate me, because you're awful. It was like, what? Like it was like he was like really trying to like convince us, but like in an acting way, like a panto way. I was like, oh man, like this doesn't have to go on for very long. Like he can't hold that I don't think he could hold the crowd. And obviously it probably didn't help because he doesn't have the US crowd, where it's quite predictable when you've got the European crowd. Because I mean, it's interesting to see how the Brussels crowd respond, because they probably only had like WWE lives, and then this was their first like, live Raw or something like that. So I think it was just throughout the programming, it was really interesting, as you saw. I'm not going to spoil it, but obviously with Seth later on, where it was like he could hardly even start his promo because the crowd were just too overjoyed. They're just not drunk. They're like drunk on like WWE. Do you know what I mean? Because they've never had it before. But anyways, my opinions.
Yeah, I actually thought the crowd was the reason why it went on for so long as well. Like they were just, like booing him for ages. I mean, part of me was like, I've loved the Europe, like the European crowds, and I've seen all the highlights and stuff like of some of their like unrecorded, untelevised shows as well, and the crowd's going absolutely mental. And it's great, because it means the more WWE events will probably take place in Europe. But part of me is like, just let them get on with it. Stop with the booing now. Just let him get on with it now. It's almost making their job a little bit too easy. Like the wrestlers come out and they just stand there and hold the mic at the crowd, or like Seth Rollins just waves his hands in the air and they all start doing his naff music, and you're just like.
I knew you guys were going to be on the attack with Seth, like even though he was getting his flowers and you guys just couldn't take it. You and Lorenzo just couldn't take it. You're like, Seth, like let me tell you something on
He's
the next podcast. It's not real. Don't believe the hype. All right.
I think with the Seth one, is it just me or did his kind of wrap up a bit weird at the end? Like he was
Is.
with Seth's promo, he came out, he give it a little bit of they were singing along with his song. I didn't feel like they were reacting to what he was saying. I don't know if it was a language barrier or
I think so.
if he was saying stuff that like didn't make sense. I don't know, but I kind of felt at the end he was kind of like, yeah, anyway, we've got another match to do, so see you
100%, 100%.
later.
I thought
Yeah,
that too.
I was gonna say that, but I was gonna ask what Macho Martin's thought was on the Cena promo as well, because I'm curious if we all feel the same way.
I think it just went on too long. And he's just whining like a little girl. It was just whining a
Was
lot.
whining, wasn't he?
I just don't. I don't get it. As I agree with Pump the Beef. I thought he was going to go like the business route. I thought he was going to like, oh, I'm doing this. This is all for you, really. This is for the business. It's blah blah blah. But he didn't. He just whined. He was
No
kind
new
of
theme
like
music.
miserable and boring. And yeah, I kind of annoyed with him, really.
Yeah, I'm a little bit like, is this character assassination? Like, can they bring him back? Or have they completely ruined the character? Yeah.
They wouldn't do a switch again, would they? Right before he leaves, would they?
I think they have to. You can't, I don't think he can retire as a heel. It doesn't make sense.
doesn't make financial sense either.
I think they'll give him, maybe he'll, the last match he has, he'll be a heel, and then he'll get that Ric Flair kind of applause at the end of the match where, oh, thank you for your service, and then they'll just clap him, out.
Yeah.
I guess maybe. I don't know.
I
Unless he
thought it was,
attacks the Rock.
yeah, he could turn on the Rock at the last minute. Because he said as well in his promo that he's retiring at the end of the year, not at WrestleMania. He
That
said at the
still
end of
makes
the
no
year.
sense to me. That's still, what, you're retiring at a random December pay-per-view?
Yeah, he's gonna retire at
What, Farfling?
Crown Jewel.
Crown Jewel.
That's a good
That
point, actually, because the Crown Jewel will be the one championship no one cares about. So if he takes it with him, it's a bit like when Morgan won it. No one cares. You never see it again.
Fair.
So
That's
that's one
true.
thing to give him before he retires.
And he's been the crown jewel of WWE for 20 years. That's there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
We're all thinking.
Do you guys think that this ruins his acting career in some way or affects it in any way if he did like leave as a heel?
Absolutely not.
No.
No, I
No.
don't think so.
Isn't he a bad guy in most of his movies anyway? Like,
No, he's
is he
not.
not?
No, he is an idiot, but that's about it.
Isn't he? Isn't he kind of like a villain in Peacemaker? That sort of, kind
Oh,
of.
that's
I don't
no.
know.
Wasn't he in the he was kind of a villain in the Suicide Squad, but then when he done his the solo series, he kind of becomes like the hero in it, doesn't he?
Not
Yeah,
anti,
I guess. Got you.
yeah. Good show, one of my favorites. Just saying.
Before we move on, sorry, is anyone disappointed that he didn't have new attire or new music?
No, I'm quite happy with that actually. Thought it was all right. Yeah. I actually thought it was quite funny, he came out, he was wearing the Brussels t-shirt. And I can't remember exactly what he said. He made some insult about people who were dressing like him, like he loses, something like that. And it cut to this guy in the front row who had like he was like skinny guy with glasses. We totally kitted out with and he was like looking down. He's like he almost the look as if, guys, right.
Yeah, that's how you feel in Washington.
I am a loser. Damn it. There was also another guy who was kitted out like John Cena, head to toe, John Cena gear, wearing holding the sign saying Cena sucks.
Is hilarious. I think that just describes his whole like career, really. Just
If I was John, I'd have said, thank you for your like thank you for your patronage. Thank you for buying all my gear. Thank you.
I think actually that's a good point. Like financially, right? He does turn a heel. He's also got, Cena sucks t-shirts. But if he twists it back to becoming like babyface hero right towards the end, he's going to sell his other stuff too. So if you love him or hate him, you're going to sell something.
Yeah, that's one thing you can never take away from him. He's a merchandise king, isn't he? Literally, he can sell anything, whether he's heel or face, whether he's cringe.
Sorry.
You'd hope so if he's still insulting the crowd or the people that buy
Wasn't Roman Reigns like the top merchandise seller like for the last 5 years? And he's been a heel like most of the time.
Yeah, but I don't know. He's got a crew
Yeah, true. That is true.
and a motto, we the ones.
We the ones, yeah. Well, you don't like, you can't see me.
But when he's saying the time is now, he's even messing up his own slogan. Are you saying your time is up?
Yeah, I love the one he had on the side of his hat. He had like Rise Above Hate. I love that because he was telling the whole crowd that you hate me or I hate you. I can't remember what it was, but there was, someone hated someone. It was written on his cap. I loved it. I loved it. Do you know what? I've never been a big fan of John Cena, to be honest. I never bought into it when he was the baby face. I always liked the villains, and I think he's class now. I like a bad boy.
It's like in comparison to certain other people in the roster, I don't mind seeing him these days. Like for example, Seth Rollins. Anyway, we're getting Seth Rollins right now. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm here to fight Seth's corner. I'm like those people in Brussels. To be honest, I told you, I said before I thought he was a loser. I don't think so. I think he's rising up now. He's going to rise up. He's going to prove all you hate is wrong. Yeah. Right. So, Cody coming out was a great way to end it, would you say? Or I don't know.
I think it's the only way they could have, because in a verbal battle, I just think John Cena would have eaten him alive.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I want to say this, yeah. And just tell me I'm wrong if I'm wrong, right?
You're
If
wrong.
you fair enough, I'll stop. Nah, let me just finish. Sure.
on.
If you get like assaulted, yeah, the last time you saw said person, wouldn't you want to attack them? Like, wouldn't why is there no fighting going on? Why is Cody Rhodes not trying to slap him? Why are they just talking and he leaves? I wanted them to physically attack him because he got his ear like what punched in the ear by who was it again? Travis Scott. He
Travis
got low blowed by
Scott.
John Cena. You're literally there in a wreck, you're bleeding, but then you come, cut a promo, and then leave. I wanted him to fight.
Cody Rhodes is a professional. I know it's hard for you guys to believe this, but he is.
Yes. I want to see Stone Cold Steve Austin type stuff. I want to see the Rock type stuff. Prime Rock, by the way, the Prime Rock. I want to see you attack the person that attacks you. I don't want to see you just talk. And then they don't even go back and forth. They're just, he cuts his promo, then leaves, and John Cena's there left like, you know.
Don't you know anything about romance? You give a little bit, you don't give them all.
You've got to help the aged, didn't you? So you can't, attack them too much.
That's true. I mean, I guess I've got it's a slow court to mill, isn't it? So
Courtship, old school style. None of this Tinder stuff. All right.
couldn't see
So,
him swipe.
what's that?
I said he couldn't see him, so he couldn't swipe him.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly. What did you think of the program? Did you guys watch the program in real time? Because it's actually on time kind of thing. It's in Europe. You can watch it on Monday.
Yeah, it's apparently they're going to keep it this way.
Really?
Yeah, apparently, because I don't know if this is true, but what I heard was yeah, it gets filmed during the day in America anyway, and then gets broadcast as live in the evening, and then we get it at the same time America get it. But now I think they're going to broadcast it live as it's been filmed, which would be around 7 p.m. for us. And America are gonna have to wait a couple of hours till they get to see it. Don't
Oh,
know how true that is. That's what I saw online. Don't know how
really?
true that is.
Never
That
heard
could
that
be
before.
interesting.
Yeah.
That's weird because they're pandering to us, basically. Why is that?
Kind of, but can you imagine what the advert's going to be like?
What do you mean?
Oh, is Raw
Oh, is Raw on Netflix in America?
Yeah.
Oh, it is. Okay. All right.
Yeah,
It's
SmackDown isn't.
SmackDown.
Oh,
Yeah.
that's it. Yeah. You're right. Yeah.
Interesting. Very
Yeah,
interesting.
so I think, I mean, I don't know if that means it opens it up. I mean, I'm sure they've got reasons for doing that. If they are doing it, again, don't quote me on it. But yeah, that's what I saw on X.
Very cool. That would be cool. That would be nice. And then we could have some real-time podcasting. That's nice. Okay, what did you think about Penta versus Kaiser again?
Again.
I thought Kaiser's little St. Patrick's Day jig before he came out was phenomenal. It's the only way I enter a room now. I walk in backwards, sweep my head a couple of times, do a little jig. It's how I've entered every room since Monday night.
We have to like all do that. Like it was so good. We have to learn that move. You have to do it to the music as well.
I saw like he was getting stick for it online. I just thought,
He?
do these people not know art? Like,
Was he getting stick for it? Please tell, elaborate.
I saw I can't quote him, but yeah, I saw a couple of insults online like thrown his way, and I just thought, absolute Philistines.
People just don't like the way he stands. That's really it, really.
I loved it. I mean, it's character. He's going for it. Do you know what I mean? It works. It works for his character. What about in the ring?
In the ring, I think the match was just a little bit forgettable, just because I'm not really I like Ludwig Kaiser. Again, I always like the baddies. Penta, it's kind of like, all right, give him a week off. You know, give Penta a week off. Maybe I don't have to see him wrestle this week.
Something about Penta? Like, he obviously he's a great luchador and stuff, but it felt like they were trying to sell, like, the Penta thing, like, oh yeah, they're so excited that Penta's here, and then they'd be like, oh yeah, Penta talk, and then, and he'd say stuff and he'd get no reaction, and it would just be like, yeah, Penta's like, people love Penta so much. I don't know if you felt like that.
I don't think they kind of do, you know, they love him when he's like in the ring and stuff, but when he's on the mic, it's kind of boring.
Yeah,
that's just me.
Does anyone like, so I didn't watch AEW, right? But I know he's from AEW. Was he, what made him such a like huge attraction for WWE exactly? Was it his mic skills or his wrestling? What exactly is his thing?
I'd say it was his, he was in a tag team with his brother, wasn't he? Was it Rey Fénix? Yeah, and they were pretty good. I mean, if you can make a tag match exciting, I think, you know, that's a skill in itself.
Yeah.
And maybe when his brother comes over, it'll kind of light him up a little bit, because they did kind of hint at a new luchador, didn't they?
Right.
I think it was on SmackDown, and I reckon that's probably Rey Fénix, I imagine. And that might spice him up a little bit. It's just, you know, he does the zero, miedo, whatever it is.
Mm.
Like, I don't know, like maybe 50 times a match.
Yeah. He's done it four or five times, just walking down the aisle.
Yeah, I get it.
You're talking my language. Remember in the Royal Rumble where he did it about 20 times?
Yeah, I think that's when I really started to notice. It's after that I thought, all right, mate, I'll buy your gloves. Jesus, just stop saying it.
I don't even know what it means, really, I'll be honest with you. be serious. I don't know. Does it mean something?
I think it means zero fear. So no fear
it means, yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, you might as well just say that.
Yeah. Clearly the message didn't get through.
Yeah. Exactly. They're pushing him though, aren't they? They're pushing him. He's literally, he had to face off with Braun Breaker, didn't he?
Yeah, I think putting him in the mix for the Intercontinental title, I think, is a good idea. It kind of gives him a little bit of a break from the people he's been fighting like continuously. And throwing him into that mix, think, oh yeah, okay, that might add something to him as well. Because I think he looks cool. He looks like super cool, I think. And he is pretty good in the ring, but it's just a match that we've seen a few weeks in a row now. And I just switch off when it comes on.
I feel like they just play out people too much. Do you know what I mean? It's like, why have we got the same people? I know we say this every week, but I feel like you've got so many other people. Just don't give these ones a rest. Like, maybe it's on their contract. Oh, I need to be on a match every week. I don't know.
It actually makes sense.
Yeah. You got like a massive roster and you're only using like three of them.
Yeah. This is not the biggest roster we've actually had. Because it's like, yeah, we have more women wrestlers than ever before. You have literally more titles than ever before. So why are we seeing the same matches all the time?
Yeah. It doesn't make sense. I mean, Kaiser's got to travel with Tiffy, but
there you go.
She's even on a different show.
So he's on a different time.
Yeah, she doesn't have time.
Yeah.
She's on Tiffy time.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I prefer Kaiser, to be fair. I'd rather watch him with his like character than
same, yeah. He's funny.
Yeah. That's one thing, like just from the olden days, character always means more to me than anything else. If you're funny with your character as well, you should stand out. So, and he does stand out, to be fair to him, but he's not really going to amount to anything at this rate, because he's lost about 10 matches out of 20. So.
Who would you put Kaiser up against, or like, you know, like put the sort of storyline with him? If you guys could, who do you think would be a good or interesting sort of, protagonist or something?
So, if you want him to win matches, just put him against Rey Mysterio. That's it.
I mean, even that would be kind of boring as well.
Like, 100%. 100%.
Very boring.
100%. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe get involved in the Ramus in the Gunther stuff, or maybe because they have some kind of relationship.
Yeah, they were a team together, so I feel like yeah, it would actually add a little bit to Gunther because I feel like he's almost aimless at the moment to WrestleMania, just sort of attacking Jey Uso. Feels like he needs backup or something, but then Jey would need backup as well, probably from his brother, possibly. I don't know.
Oh, I think that was a perfect segue, unless somebody else has something to say.
No, I think, yeah, I wouldn't know who to put Ludwig Kaiser with. I think if you were going to mix him in with Gunther, you could. I mean, you could have set up Axiom there and had a little feud with Axiom if he got involved in that match.
Yeah, that could work. Axiom's on the page. Do you know what I mean? They're putting them on the page anyway, their group, on the main roster. But yeah.
Yeah.
Is it bad that I didn't know who that was?
Not really. I mean, it's another sort of person they brought, isn't it, from somewhere that's suddenly risen.
Yeah, he used to be A Kid on NXT UK.
A Kid. Yeah, he's British.
He's Spanish.
Yeah, I thought as much. Oh, okay, fair enough. All right.
Right. Okay. Yeah, you know, in NXT, like one of the biggest rises was like Dragon Lee, that Dragon Lee guy. Do you know who he is?
Better than Mysterio, that really.
Dragon Lee.
Yeah, he's in the LWO now.
Yeah, but it's sort of like maybe that's because there was a space for him because he was in NXT for not very long, then suddenly, like, and especially there's so many people that had took a while, even Bron Breakker took ages to come over, and then Dragon Lee just came in. It's just sort of like, wow, it was quite fast.
It's family though, isn't it? It's funny how you get in quicker with family.
Yeah. I guess, like you said, they need someone to accompany Rey Mysterio.
Part of his hold his hand, take him to get his meds.
just lose together.
I think it's to kind of cling all to that Lucha Libre crowd and they sell the masks. You know, like I reckon people will continue buying Rey Mysterio masks till the end of time now. He could have retired ages ago on the mask alone. And I reckon they've done the same with like Dragon Lee. It's like, all right, we'll get the Lucha in. But I think they missed out with Axiom. I think his mask's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can get an American made one now, no, can't you?
Yeah, well, we don't know who that guy is, so I couldn't tell you his name, but
it's Goldberg.
Goldberg.
He wants one more match, doesn't he?
Yeah. That's another segue into American made match.
Ivy Nile, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess. Sorry, go on.
No, you go.
I was going to say Ivy Nile, I think, looks class. You know, you see her walk to the ring. I mean, she looks the business. You're like, I just think shot a belt on her. She looks brilliant.
I totally agree. I think she should be given her own limelight and ditch these idiots, really.
Yeah. She's too good for
I don't know. I quite like the Creed brothers as well. I just don't know if we know their personality yet. Like when they came up wearing the Stars and Stripes dungarees, you know, I was thinking, maybe I've been underestimating these guys.
What was this? Because the dungarees.
There's a character in there, and I went straight onto Amazon, Stars and Stripes dungarees. Couldn't find them. Get them in the merch shop. But I think there could be something to these Creed brothers. But the Ivy Nile, I just think looks brilliant. I think she's improved a lot in the ring. I don't remember her wrestling much in NXT, to be honest. But I'm quite surprised that I think she's quite good in on Raw. And I just think having shot a belt on her.
Yeah, yes. Please take off Lyra Vicaria's belt and give it to her.
Agreed.
Quick question. Where are the tag team champions?
SmackDown or Raw?
For Raw. Where are they? I feel like I haven't seen them in a while. Oh, my mistake.
The War guys?
Yeah, the machine. Oh, I don't know what they're
those guys.
Yeah, War Raiders.
They're the champions. Right? Why are they not like on Raw? Like, what's going on?
Are they hiding from Pretty Deadly? Those
oh, ones, yeah. 100%.
Yeah. Is that, it could be that.
Oh, no. Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen them in a while, and I don't really want to see them, to be fair. Maybe that's the point. Nobody wants to see those guys.
I get that. It's just that, why are they champions then? You know? Like, just give the title to someone you want to see.
Yeah, we just wanted to, exactly. We'll just say that again, like, so that the algorithm picks it up. Why are the War Raiders the champions of Raw, Triple H? Please, can you give it to someone else?
How else are they going to give it to?
Yeah, who else are they going to give it to? Like,
that's
like
the problem.
The LWO.
They all suck.
Yeah, LWO, so, that's all. Yeah. That's...
So, what tag teams do we know? Oh, okay. I guess Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods, maybe. Maybe.
Yeah.
American Made, yeah.
Akira Tozawa and Otis.
No, yeah, there we go.
That would be kind of good. At least that's yeah. entertaining.
But to be honest, I mean, playing devil's advocate, I actually really like the War Raiders.
Mm.
Not the the little one, the big one I really like.
Said why?
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 The big one I really like. I just think he's quite athletic, even for a big guy, and he takes quite big bumps. Like I saw him get kicked off the top rope a couple of weeks back, and it looked like he really knocked him, like falling down, and he took it well. And I just thought, actually, I quite like this guy. I liked him back when he was a Viking Raider as well, beforehand, when he used to come up with Valhalla. And then when the other guy, I don't know which one's which. I think he's Eric, and Ivar's the other fella, the completely bald fella. Him, I'm not as keen on.
I was going to say, what I think the Raw Raiders should do is hide some things in their beard and then bring them out.
Yeah, that's still chairs and tables. And yeah, that'll make them interesting. For yeah, sure.
With them like Bianca Belair.
Yeah. There you go. You've made them more interesting already, Triple H.
Right. Who's hiding in the mask?
Or in the beard, doesn't it? The beard. I think
yeah, he's hiding in the beard, yeah. I think they should bring out something new each week, you know, like, you know, like a whole chicken.
Yeah, a whole chicken. Yeah. You know, the 24/7 championship. Anything that's been lost, you know. Any storyline, yeah, that's been like not continue. They just find it in his beard. How about that?
Yeah, I like that.
I think that'd be good because we need some new ones because I feel like there isn't enough.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you might find Cena's soul in there or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Or Travis Scott. I don't know. <What is that?
laughs> Yeah, plenty of sage.
All right. Bianca Belair and Io Sky signing.
I liked it. I thought it was fun.
Yeah.
I really like Sky. I think she's great. I don't think she gets enough credit. She needs to work on her. I feel bad for her because, you know, because of the communication part. But I still think the crowd really like her and they seem to get behind her a bit. But I actually quite liked the little tuffle behind the signing of the contract. So, yeah, I quite like it. I thought it was a bit fun. Good.
I'm sorry, guys. I just really love Bianca Belair, so I just want her to win everything at all times. I want her to win at WrestleMania, and I want her to keep the title for 4 years. I'm sorry. She just, I just, yeah, I'm a stan at this point. So I have to admit, but yeah, good segment overall, though. But I hope she wins. The end.
I feel like she is like really becoming like a cool kind of like turn to the heel. So like even when she like she connects with Io Sky, you know what I mean? Like when she hits her or she slaps her, I was like, oh yeah. I mean, it's comedic, but it's like she actually connected a little bit. And you're like, oh, that's not very baby face slapping somebody to stop them from talking. That sounds very selfish. I kind of like it, to be honest. It's interesting. It feels quite gradual, right?
It's going to link into the Jade Cargill stuff, in my opinion.
Yeah. I don't know. I think the Jade Cargill thing, I think, is separate now. They're just going to keep it on SmackDown.
Yeah.
And they're not going to cross it over. I don't know, but yeah, I mean, it's obviously it's going to be a triple threat match now, isn't it, with Rhea Ripley,
Yeah.
Bianca Belair, and Io. But yeah, which I think was a bit predictable. Wasn't going to predict that the table wasn't going to go through.
I was going to say, was that a botch or was that
supposed? Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, it still looked good, and I feel like yeah, Io's getting slapped about quite a bit, so I'm looking forward to her getting a couple of slaps in. A couple of
I think
slapbacks.
The story they're telling is everyone's underestimating her, right? And then she's just going to win that with WrestleMania.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, agreed.
I really want Bianca to win, oh, God, you know.
I really want Kit Wilson to win. I want it to be a fatal four-way.
Jey Uso, quick win against Fury. Very embarrassing for Fury.
Yeah. I mean, how that might... Well, I don't think he's mighty, but obviously he was at one point. Have fallen.
I know.
Yeah.
It's very embarrassing.
I actually got the feeling that that match was supposed to be longer, but because the crowd just wouldn't stop booing Cena, they had a snippet somewhere.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Right. You know, that's interesting. Yeah.
We'll cut that match and we'll make Seth Rollins wrap up quick.
Mm.
You know what? I will say this though, I cannot complain, because last week I said, why is Jey Uso fighting a mid-carder when we're meant to see him as a main eventer? So technically he did what I asked of him last week and won quick. So I actually would be a hypocrite if I complained. So thank you, Triple H, for listening to me. There you go.
You're welcome.
I would like to I'd like to complain though, because I feel like they're doing Grayson Waller and Austin Fury really dirty, especially Austin Fury. I feel like so there's a lot of people that have these opinions that WWE just does people dirty for some reason. I feel like they're almost trying to phase them out somehow. I don't really know, but it's very weird. Like, I don't know what he's done to upset them, but it's like, you know, that was, I know, like you said, it makes sense for Jey Uso to not to sort of see him as like a, you know, a lackey type character, but it's very weird. Like, it's not, it's been like literally the last year, like Fury was on top. He was like a Randy Orton, not type, but you know what I mean? He's like a contender for.
Yeah, he was United States champion, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Didn't he beat John Cena at WrestleMania 39?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's a theory. There's a theory going around where they're trying to eliminate anyone that Vince McMahon favorited. So Bobby Lashley was one guy Vince McMahon really loved, and then they phased him out. Austin Fury, Vince McMahon was literally pushing him to be the next champion. And they're phasing him out. So it's a theory. It's not confirmed, obviously, but it would make kind of sense.
Wow.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's an abusive relationship. Yeah. You know, that's what Austin Fury used to be coming out and saying, like, you son. You were giving me belts, you're giving me private jets, cars, and now I'm getting beat in under 30 seconds from Mr. Yeet.
And the worst spear I've ever seen, by the way.
Yeah.
That was a cross body, basically.
It was pretty bad. It was bad.
It was better than his moonsault over the
top rope. Can we talk about
that? He hurt his back, didn't he?
Oh, did he?
Did he knee hurt his back on the? Maybe not.
It looked like it. I mean, yeah. To be fair though, he ran off. He slid back in the ring. It looked like he'd said, "My bad." You know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Like... Yeah, he did. He hurt his back on when he did the moonsault over the rope, and he hit it on the side, didn't he?
It looked nasty. I thought it looked nasty, but he kind of like looked like he was recovering, kind of taking credit for it. Like, I messed up there. And it looked like he was going to go for it again, but then Gunther came out and got him in the chokehold.
Yeah.
So I was going to say, sorry, the match, because I actually watched it on YouTube, the clip itself, apparently it got mass disliked. Well, actually, I saw that on Twitter. It got mass disliked for, you know, how quick it was. So a lot of people agree with Emily Blaze's thoughts on that. I just hope he doesn't I don't want Jey Uso to get booed at WrestleMania, but there are a lot of people online that dislike how he's being used recently. So it's leading to me believing he could get booed at WrestleMania, maybe.
Well,
Yeah.
Bill, the more he goes on, that I just want Gunther to win now because I'm kind of bored.
It's like, to me, it was same as what we were saying last week. You know, like, I'm going to put you through 10 weeks of hell. And it's just,
Choke. I was a choke.
yes,
A
I'll
choke.
choke you. I'll choke you once a week. You know, like,
You know, to some people, that's 10 weeks of heaven. But no.
yeah. Yeah, I just think, like, where's like the cool stuff that they could be doing here? Why isn't no one being ran over by a golf cart yet? You know, like, isn't he getting to his hotel room and seen as an alligator in there? Or why isn't there, like, you know, like, where's all the crazy stuff that they used to do? You know,
Exactly.
it's nothing like inventive anymore.
Yeah, no, it's a little bit stale. Get
Yeah.
those snakes out, I think. Yeah, so main event was Finn Balor and Bron Breakker, but was it really the Seth freaking Rollins promo?
That could have been an email. I've got to be honest with you. It could have been an email. We didn't need it. We know you're going to go SmackDown anyway. We know this, so just yeah. I'm sorry. I'm biased. He just annoys me. I've got to be honest.
Yeah, I find him kind of annoying. I want to like him. Like, I see stuff about him in, like, from his past and stuff, and I see what he was like when he first started, and like, obviously works really hard, and I want to like him, but I just don't.
That's all
Just
right.
don't like him. The
There's
music.
the billions of other people that do, and then there's you guys.
I actually don't think they like him. I think they like his song. That's what I think. I
Don't
don't
know
think
what's not to like. He does the best promos. If you were talking about John Cena, that was the most boring promo I've ever seen. And if you have Seth freaking Rollins, you know you're going to get a good promo. Him and CM Punk are the best promo people in the business right now. Like, you're going to get an entertainment. You're going to feel like it's real. Whereas I feel like others, it's not the same. He performs in the ring. He's good at especially those matches where it's like no arms barred, and he'll like do something really aggressive, and it's a believable, legendary stuff. Like, his outfits are what I expect wrestling to be like. It's a bit of rock and roll, a little bit of, theatrical stuff. And I don't see why, I don't know who else is more like the classic wrestler that I expect to see. But
Oh,
I
quick
don't,
question.
as I said, I get bored with like him always winning or something. And I think it's good that he's had a little bit of character development where he's not winning and stuff like that. It's fine. It's good to a player that he's hated as well. That's also good. But I wouldn't say that, I wouldn't discredit him and discourage the, his legacy as if he wasn't that great. Let's be real.
Oh
He's
no,
best.
he is. Yeah, he's one of the best. I just.
He's played out. He's on
Okay.
every month. He's Monday Night Rawlins. You're bored. I got it. But you can't say that he's not one of the best.
No,
Question.
he's definitely. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Quick question. I can't even remember what he was talking about.
He basically came out and said, "I'm going to be on SmackDown. See ya."
Right, okay.
Like,
After
I'm going to
this.
be on SmackDown. Yeah, and oh, by the way, we have one more match left. See ya. That's basically what he said. I don't know. I don't like him. I want to, but I don't rate his music. I don't rate his outfits, his matches. All right. I mean, he puts people over. I'll give him that. I mean, when Buddy Murphy beat him clean, back in his Monday Night Messiah days. I don't know. Just this. I just. Yeah, the guy dresses like a wizard.
You said
Don't
you
get it.
liked his glasses last podcast. And so, actually, when you're saying that you don't like his outfits, it's a lie.
I've been caught out red-handed. I'm a hypocrite.
He's just a mixed bag, isn't he? Like, I mean, he's been heel face, heel face, heel face, like so many times. And I'm kind of like bored of him to a point where if he comes on the screen, unless he's talking to CM Punk or Roman Reigns, I'm literally not interested. But I do hear what you're saying. He's definitely a great wrestler. And he does try to play a character, which I always say, when you're trying to play a character, you are going to be more entertaining than the average Joe. So I do credit him for that. But I'm
Gotta
kind
love
of disappointed.
his laugh, you know.
Oh, I hate that. Oh my God. That's why
Like
we're
Pumper
talking about
Beef's probably wearing a wizard outfit now.
it. I'm actually dressed just like him. That's why I don't like him. I walk down the street and everyone's like, "Oh, you're Seth Rollins. He's trying to be me." I was wearing this first.
So I'd like to comment on Karrion Kross and his random little promos with like AJ Styles that they keep doing. Do you feel like Karrion Kross looks like a proper serial killer at the moment? Like, what's going on? He was like a attractive, slightly man. Well, I don't want to say, he was an attractive dude, and now he's just looking like some scary guy, like just some tramp, just bothering
Have you
AJ
noticed?
Styles.
Have you noticed how he just changes his hair to whoever he's talking to? Has that been noticed here?
No,
Like,
no.
yeah, like when you're talking to Sami Zayn, he had Sami Zayn's haircut. Now he's got AJ Styles' haircut. It's just,
Didn't know Sami Zayn had a haircut.
well, whatever that was, I
Oh,
don't know. Yeah.
that's a good point there, actually. Yeah, I didn't notice
I'm
that.
gonna have to look out for him next time. I hope he's talked to like I
Oh,
don't know,
cool.
Bianca Belair or something.
Yeah. So that's sort of Adam Pearce. Damn it.
Yeah.
To shave it
Paul
off.
Heyman.
Oh, no.
But
Yeah.
what are they building up to with him? Because they're building up to something. We haven't seen him wrestling. He's a wrestler, and they're trying to build him up as some sort of weird, creepy dude. Like, what do you think's going on? What's the
I
aim?
hope it's good. Whatever it is, I hope it's good because I just. His run in NXT was awesome. It was just awesome. I was straight on board with him straight away, and I just want that Karrion Kross back. And
Yeah.
I'd love it if they give him a good push.
And well, they're doing something, and like, because how much does it cost to get him and his creepy girlfriend on there, or wife? It costs a bit, right? Every step.
I've no idea, but yeah, I hope it isn't wasted. I hope it isn't just something that they're kind of giving to him to see how he does. And if they don't like it, they just pull it because it didn't mean anything anyway. Because everything, all these little chats so far, nothing's ever committal. There hasn't been any
Yeah.
like commitment to a match or anything yet. It's all just been hinted here, hinted there.
But is
And
he
I'm.
what is he doing? He's more like kind of manipulating by the behind, right? Just being creepy.
Yeah, it's yeah, which isn't the same. Like powerhouse character he was in NXT, but
Do you think he's I don't know, what do you think, he's injured or something? Do you think that's why?
I think they just don't know what to do with him. I really do. I generally think they're paying him a salary, so they just got to put him on screen, and hopefully someone is free for him to face at WrestleMania, and that's pretty much it. I don't know if there's an actual agenda, but if there is one, then hopefully he's facing AJ Styles, I guess.
Yeah.
But I generally, I feel like they don't know what to do with him, so they're just having him talk to random people.
Yeah, because
That's
I think it's like they have to pay for his flight and his wife. Do you know what I mean? What? Why?
yeah.
Just that.
Is that his wife next to him? To, like,
Yeah.
just
Yeah.
leave all
Yes.
that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he almost got his head kicked clean off the other day though.
Why?
Because I don't know if you saw on X, he was calling out Jean-Claude Van Damme because we're in Brussels. If you take on the muscles from Brussels, son,
Oh
you might not be walking away. Could have got his head literally whirlwind kicked straight off. He was probably so close. It's probably the closest he's been to death. He didn't even know. He didn't even know. All it took was Van Damme to log in and read that career over.
to check this out. So yeah, what about the match between Finn Balor and Bron Breakker?
Finn Balor is time for you to go AEW. That's what I've got to say. He gets no reaction from the crowd, which is actually kind of sad. It's maybe because he keeps changing his theme song. I don't know.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah. He did, this is a different theme song. Yeah, I think it's better. Anything's better than whatever he came out in at the Royal Rumble.
You remember his original theme song, like the one that everyone loved when he was the demon?
Yeah, the Prince thing, is it right?
Yeah, it's kind of still in there a little bit, but
Yeah, but oh, you know, it was a good match. I can't complain. Bron Breakker looks like the monster he should look like. I feel like Dominic Mysterio is still winning Intercontinental title at WrestleMania, though. They're gonna try and insert him into whatever match is going on at WrestleMania. And then that will be the breaking point of the Judgment Day that we know right now, in my
Right.
opinion.
Yeah, because he was talking about getting Penta in.
Yeah, which
Somebody new's gonna enter the Judgment Day, right?
Alistair, someone said Alistair Black last week, right? Somebody said that.
Yeah, I think it might be Aleister Black, yeah.
Yeah. In
One
SmackDown.
comment on that match. I didn't realize that Balor was fighting Batman. Because if you look in the subtitles, he says that it was Batman, Bron Breakker was.
What?
Oh my gosh.
He says he's the man, but on the subtitles it said Batman.
These Netflix subtitles.
Oh, yeah, revealed. Secret identities
Oh.
revealed. Whew, that's
Great.
going to be big for WrestleMania.
Now he's got to turn up in a Batman suit. Can I have that, please?
You know what? That could very well happen, the way their entrances, like these days, is so crazy. You could see that.
I heard Rey Mysterio got a cease and desist from copying.
Marvel, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was either Marvel or DC. Yeah,
When?
he used to come up with like superhero themed costumes,
Oh
like his
yeah, on his
that.
cost, yeah,
Yeah,
on the
at
hat
that.
things, whatever we call them, the masks.
Yeah, he
Yeah.
had like he was like the Phantom in his like that big match he did at Halloween Havoc '97. Yeah, I've seen him as Spider-Man, The Flash,
Oh, nice.
Wolverine, I think I saw him as one.
Yeah.
Wow.
This isn't recent though. This is a while ago, right? If I'm
He
should
just
do it
like
again.
good. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be on them. DC and Marvel will be on that quick. But it's promotion, to be fair.
Oh, they could do it on something on Netflix themed
Yeah,
programs, couldn't
they could do. They'd love that.
they? Yeah.
Yeah.
Comes out dressed like an 11-year-old girl. Stranger things.
Oh
Stranger
yeah,
things.
I know, right? Stranger
What
things,
if
a number 11 on the top of the
yeah.
SmackDown. Anyone wants to talk about that?
I only
Something
want to talk about the
specific.
match at the end. That's it, really.
Okay, should we jump to the end and then any other little bits?
What was
Well,
the ending? I forget.
the ending was the tag team match, right? And of course,
Oh,
DIY lost it.
that's it.
Good, because no one cares about them.
100%.
But my problem is now there's new champions. They never let the new ones lose that quickly. So that kind of annoyed me because, guess who's on the run up for it?
Pretty deadly.
Yep.
Good.
I know. So that's why I'm
Gutted.
annoyed about it because I think they ain't going to let Pretty Deadly win now because there's new champions and they never give it up for like the first win.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, it's like having such a short championship reign. Although you never know the tag titles
Yeah.
because nobody takes them seriously.
That's
So you
true.
never know. You
We
never
know
know. Plus,
anyway.
this is pretty deadly. I mean, they're pretty deadly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like to hope, but my dreams were crushed when they won.
You think
I
it's
mean,
because the Street Profits came in and just took it? Like they didn't even have like a build up
yeah,
properly
they didn't
apart
even have
from
build up
those
on nothing, did they?
promos.
Yeah, there's never a build up though. I mean, look at the machine guns. Then they just come and win the titles.
Yeah.
That pretty much
It
they just came in and won the titles.
feels like it's literally just throwing mud at the wall and seeing what sticks in it with the tag titles. It's just like, we'll give it them, we'll give it them, we'll give it them. Oh, man.
How do we make the tag team division interesting? Like, what needs to be done exactly? Because I feel like for years it's been boring. Like, nothing going on.
Grab them. Start from the beginning. Start off with Pretty Deadly and work your way on.
It all starts in Pretty Deadly. It should, as it should be.
Yeah, I think it's just maybe the stories, they don't give enough time to them. So I think personally as well, there should be one set of tag team titles. That's it. There shouldn't be a SmackDown set and a Raw set, just one set of tag titles. And then that will, you don't need as many tag teams then. And it gives you a bit more time to kind of build a storyline. Instead of having to build two storylines for two separate sets of belts, just build one storyline, and take your time with it. I think they should bin off one of the tag titles.
Yeah, sounds like a good idea to me.
Same with what they've done with the women's, like the women's one. I think the women's ones now is probably taken a bit more seriously than the men's is.
I think so.
They're better wrestlers to start with.
There you go.
Excluding Pretty Deadly, obviously, but yeah,
Obviously, obviously.
and
Well, they're
Gallus.
part of the women's titles anyway, aren't they? To be fair.
And Gallus, I've got to throw Gallus in there as well, even though we haven't
Gallus
seen him on
is
TV
always
for
on
ages.
top.
Yeah, I love Gallus.
It does help, obviously, that Liv Morgan is one of the champions, right? And she's like one of the top women wrestlers at the moment. So there is interest in the division simply because she is part of the champion,
I think
I
it's
would say.
that, and then it's not just that. All of the tag teams are they're good on their own, whereas I feel like some of the, especially the men's, like DIY, Johnny Gargano and the other guy, they're sort of just holding each other up because nobody cares about them.
Well, on that, sorry, on that, who did anyone watch NXT when they were there, by the way?
Yeah.
Yeah, weren't they like the top two guys like NXT? Am I wrong?
Yeah, like they were fighting over the NXT title when they broke up and got back together.
So should they not be able to stand on their own if they are like, they've been
Yeah,
feuding?
I just don't think they went over very well when they got moved up. I think, I don't know, maybe there wasn't enough room for them on the main roster when they came up, and they kind of got forgotten about, slipped through the cracks.
Yeah,
Yeah.
you would think so, but I like as we're saying in real time right now, nobody cares about them. They're not they don't stand well on their own. That's why they
Maybe
care about them.
I was gonna say maybe it's because the women tag teams, they start off on their own, then join a team. Maybe it's the way to do it rather than the other way around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if we're just missing characters, Yeah, I think, joking aside, Pretty Deadly, they're on my radar because they're funny, and super attractive. Funny, super attractive.
Yeah.
You know, like the way they dress is ridiculous, and it's just like they've got good standout characters. And it
Yeah.
reminded me of the old days, it kind of reminded me of the old days when you had like the Hart Foundation who would stand out in a Royal
Yeah.
Rumble or whatever because they were dressed different. Yeah, I just think maybe the tag teams. I think because I don't mind the War Raiders either for the same reason. I feel like they stand out a little bit, the
Yeah,
way they look.
I can agree with that. They are, they definitely, you'll notice them in the airport. There'll be someone that you'll look at a second time, like, oh, you? I don't know. What are you?
I quite like them, but like things like the Street Profits. I don't know. I think their character, when they came in, their characters kind of changed a little bit and they were kind of in and out. And I just didn't get it. I
I never knew
didn't.
their character to begin with. I just knew they had red cups. I don't know what they are though. Were they just like guys that had to party and drink? I didn't know.
I wasn't sure if it was like an American subculture that I wasn't getting. That's what I thought. I thought, oh, there's probably people in America are probably thinking that's brilliant. But yeah, I just didn't get it.
Just red cups. It's like I got red cups at home. Now what does it mean exactly? It's like, yeah.
We want the smoke.
Can't we have War Raiders wearing Pretty Deadly outfits?
Do you know what? Why'd you put that in my head? Oh, good. Can we talk about how Solo Sikoa is on number two again?
Yes.
Yeah, it's just like this guy can't catch a break. You separate from Roman Reigns, you become number one, then they hire Jacob Fatu, who's clearly better than you in every way, which everyone knows. They make him your number two, but in everyone's head, we know he's number one, and then they make it plainly obvious last week that he is number one and you're back to be number two. It's hilarious. I find it very funny. I really do.
Yeah, evolution, isn't it? Survival of the fittest.
Yeah. But
The
he's the
guy.
youngest, right, in the family. He's still in his 20s, I believe. Solo Sikoa.
Yeah, he looks pretty young.
Yeah, I never really thought about it. He looks, I don't know, he looks big, so it's hard to tell. That's just my thought. That's what came in my head. I
Well, yeah,
couldn't
he's the
be that
youngest.
young.
Yeah. So he has time to, like, still grow and stuff. But number two again, I hope they're still leaning towards Jacob versus Solo Sikoa, but I feel like it's going to be Braun Strowman now against Jacob Fatuna.
Yeah, Braun Strowman's another one who I'm not quite sold on. I don't
No.
quite get it. I mean, I know he's a big guy.
Yeah, he pumps the beat, doesn't he?
What's that, sorry?
He pumps the beef, doesn't
He definitely pumps the beef. I would never take that away from him. Yes, he does. He does pump the beef saying that. But I don't know if he's pumping it in the right way.
It's
Because he
definitely not in the
just.
brain cells. That's for sure.
He's been
Yeah,
pumping it around.
he's
The
pumping
brain's a
the
muscle as well,
beef. He's pumping the beef incorrectly because he's. It's just not. I don't know. I don't know if. It's just like he's big, but he's not like. I think when you saw the Big Show, when you saw like the Big Show next to people, you were like, "Wow, the Big Show's humongous." And when he was throwing people around, it was kind of believable. But with Braun Strowman, I just kind of think like, "Oh, he's going to get hurt if he keeps throwing himself around like that." like he seems a bit stiff. He's not. I don't think he's as big as the Big Show. I think I know the Big Show was like built as several different sizes, so I'm never quite sure. But yeah, maybe it's unfair making that comparison.
Has anybody seen him actually ever jump over the ropes? Because I've never seen him actually, like, he always gets down or climbs down. He never actually like jumps over.
Who, Braun Strowman? Yeah, I've seen him like step over him. I mean, like I say, he's a big guy.
I've seen him step over it. I've seen him get down from like the ring, but I've never seen him like actually like jump over the ropes and actually move. He's kind of like a brick.
Yeah, I mean, I get that that's his character as well. Like you've got to be, like I don't know, like he's a bit of a walking wall, but his move is literally, I'm going to run into you. There isn't there aren't many others to his arsenal, and I just think, yeah, he I don't know if that's because he can't move,
I
and
think
maybe
so.
that's where I've got there. He's going to get hurt. If he takes a bump, he's going to get hurt.
was funny, yeah. So, and this relates to another match that happened on SmackDown. At least he has a thing, right? Because there's a certain like priest that has literally nothing, gets no reaction, and boring, and probably needs to turn heel again. But what's everyone else's thoughts with Damian Priest? Because
I
I.
feel like Damien Priest got a really good reaction in Barcelona, strangely. Like, it wasn't amazing, but it was, he did get a reaction.
Only
Like,
because he
it's
could speak Spanish.
interesting being in Europe because it's different. So go ahead.
No, I was going to say, it's only because he speaks Spanish, isn't it? Is that the only reason?
Yeah, I'm not, again, I'm not sold on Damian Priest either. Yeah, don't know what it is. Don't know if he needs to beef up a little bit, maybe pump the beef a little bit more. Don't know if he needs to stop clapping his hand like Kane before he does his South to Heaven.
The
What
issue
the
needs
thing
to
is.
stop walking that tightrope thing because he looks ridiculous.
Yeah, like the take on, is it old school? Undertaker's old school. His take on, I just think, I don't know. I've seen other guys do it better than you. So,
Yeah, and the thing is, he's not young either. He's in his mid-40s, Damian Priest. So he's not up-and-coming wrestler. He's actually older than like people that have won seven titles already. So, I don't know, man. He just the match with him and Drew McIntyre does not interest me whatsoever. I said this at Elimination Chamber, but they're going with it now. So, just it's essentially just get over and done with, and let Drew McIntyre excel into like a title feud, hopefully.
yeah, I quite like Big D, so I like seeing Big D fighting, and I do like the fact that they have got history, like because he cashed in his Money in the Bank, didn't he, and took the title off Big D.
They're the
So
same
yeah,
size, right? So it makes sense.
well, what, the same size, would
They're
you say?
kind of the same, like they're both big guys. Who else? You're not gonna like have a believable match of like, I don't know, him Carmelo Hayes versus Big D. Like, it's not going to be the same impact as if you got the two like Goliaths fighting each other. And probably Priest is a reliable guy, you know.
I mean, you say that, but didn't Bad Bunny like have a even match with him as well at some point?
Yeah, they had to make that look good, though.
No, I get you. I get
He made him look good. Come on, it's not
you.
real. Let's not be silly now.
Yeah, I think like Drew McIntyre is I guess it's good for Damian Priest, but I don't know how good it is. Well, it's not bad for Drew McIntyre, but
It's not bad if he wins. If he loses, then he's gone from peak with CM Punk to basically back to mid-card.
Really quickly, B Fab versus Charlotte Flair.
No comment.
I remember they were all like saying that I saw people online saying that Charlotte had stolen Stephanie
Yeah,
for
the curve.
thingies. Yeah, for Kerr's move, but it's like, hold on, pretty sure Charlotte did that first.
But Stephanie did it better.
Better than the Queen. I
Yeah,
don't
definitely has
know.
the assets to pull that off for people to notice. Whereas I don't think Charlotte does. Do you know
I definitely noticed when Stephanie Vaquer did it, like.
what
Yeah.
Did you feel like Tiffany and Charlotte were like some Vegas strippers that had gone mad or something at the end?
I did think it was a bit odd, but the problem they had, all the refs were male, and of course they couldn't really do a lot because you can't really exactly put your hands all over like two females to try and break up the match
Scantily
on
dressed
TV.
Vegas strippers.
Yeah, so I mean, it was silly of them to like put male refs, because in America, I'm pretty sure they, when they do that, they put all the female refs in there to like put them together, so at least they can grab hold of them. But this was a bit, yeah,
Was a
a bit
bit
silly,
dodgy,
wasn't
wasn't
it?
it? It was a bit dodge.
No, I was just gonna laugh at every time someone dives onto a big crowd, they just all fall down. I always just find that funny.
Yeah, they don't even hit them.
Oh yeah, I know. It was a Tivy time. She missed Charlotte Flair.
Yeah, and they all just collapsed. I just found it funny. But it happens all the time anyway. It's nothing new. But it's just funny all the time.
You feel like somebody has to catch them and then the rest have to pretend that they fall down?
Yeah, and then they stand there watching them try to dive for like 5 minutes.
Yeah. And they're like, their hands are like, no.
Exactly. It's just hilarious.
It was just so many men there just for the small girl. Just like, oh my goodness, what's she gonna do?
You
Okay, guys,
know
I
what?
think we're
Okay.
coming to the end now. So sorry. But yeah, but it's coming to that time. Thank you all for coming on the show today. Macho Martin,
Oh, yeah. See you later.
Pump the Beef.
From the belief. See ya.
And Lorenzo Ramon.
Hey, yo.
Hopefully, we'll catch you guys in the next podcast.